Into our next segment here on New Music Monday, which is our local artist interview. So I'm joined by Cassidy and Elizabeth in the studio. Hello, you guys. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Of course. So who was the artist that you guys decided to interview this week?
Okay, so he is Ryan Tui. I think that's how you say his last name. He's in Chuck's Papa's and he works here at WZND. So it was really cool to interview him and hear about his music.
Of course. He's so talented in everything that he does. So getting to hear about his solo work is definitely a cool little adventure. So let's check it out. Here's our local artist interview this week with Ryan Tui right here on New Music Monday.
Been like making music?
Well, in like a variety of different bands since like my sophomore year of high school. So it's been a while. Yeah, it's been like 6 or 7 years. And before that, I played in like school orchestra, which was kind of how I got into music in the first place. I played the cello. Yeah, no, I play in Chuck's Papa's, the band like on campus here. And I played in a band in high school called Cat and the Curiosity. I have a band right now with my brother called I-90.
Oh, wow. So you have a lot of stuff going on. That's cool.
Yeah,
and then you have your like solo projects too.
Yeah. No, the solo project, I wasn't really doing much until, like I did a couple songs like a couple years ago when I was like a freshman here. And I'm a senior now at ISU. And yeah, no, I was focusing mainly on the Chuck's Papa's stuff until this summer, and because I was wanting to do more like recording with Chuck's, and they were everybody's just more busy this summer, and Harrison put out his album over the summer, and I had a bunch of songs piling up, and I figured I'd record them and put them out almost more for like just the sake of like going through the process.
Awesome. So what like made you decide kind of to like start your like your music career? Like what made you like want to start making music like in a band or, you know, like by yourself?
Yeah, I guess like when I started playing the cello in fourth grade, and I was like, wow, this is kind of fun. I enjoyed it a lot more than like stuff during the regular school day. Sort of the open-ended creative aspect of it is great. And yeah, since then it's sort of just evolved into like how can I make music more exciting for me? Like that's where I like transitioned more to guitar and writing in middle school, or more just guitar, not even writing. Writing was more like late high school is when I got into that, but just sort of like evolving to fit like what was exciting and what was creative at the time. So I switched more to guitar and then stuff like that in middle school. I still played the cello until I graduated from high school. And then I hadn't played until on this last EP, I borrowed my friend's cello and recorded on it a little bit. So it's very out of tune because I hadn't played in years and cello intonation is tough, but it's fun. Yeah.
That's cool. That's very cool. I don't know if I've ever like really like met someone who played the cello before like other stuff. I know people who've played like upright bass and then kind of like went into playing like electric bass, but that's really cool. That's awesome. So how do you like describe your music?
To put it into like a arbitrary genre, maybe like indie rock. It's definitely closer to like the 70s classic rock stuff, but there's a lot of influence of like psych rock and folk rock and just generally rock.
Awesome.
Hi, my name is Ryan Tui and you're listening to my song Fall Again on 103.3 WZND.
Awesome. When did that come out?
That came out like second week of September.
Oh, okay. So pretty new.
Yeah, that came out on my EP, Try Your Desires. It's 6 songs. And before that, I put out an EP called Painting, and that was in July. Early July, yeah.
And what's your like favorite part about, oh, sorry, did I cut you off?
Oh, no, I was just gonna say, I try to like change it up a little bit. Like there's typically like a style to like what I'm writing, but yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. What like is your favorite part of making like your own music? Like what's your favorite part of the process, would you say?
Oh, it definitely changes around. I've tried to make it as like evenly exciting as I can. That's why I'm sort of in this like, I try to keep it like in a rotation. So once I'm done with the last release, I'm sort of in the brainstorming process for the next one and starting to write stuff. And then once I finish writing stuff, I figure out how I'm going to record it and like start doing some demos. And then sort of, it all kind of, I don't know, it sort of eats its tail. Do you know what I mean? It all goes.
Arboros.
What's that?
I think it's like Arboros or Ouroboros or something like that. It's maybe, like the snake.
Yeah, the snake's tail. Yeah.
So, that's really cool.
So I try to, I mean, I really love mixing. I'm the production director at WZND. So I do a lot of audio production. I started as more of a guitar guy. So I try to put more emphasis on writing now because that's probably the weakest link, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Awesome. So I know you have your 2 EPs out. Do you have anything else coming out now? Are you kind of taking a break or what's that looking like?
So this weekend, I'm actually recording some stuff for the I-90 project. We only have 1 song out right now. And it's, yeah, that's more like, I had a band in high school with my twin brother and he has a band now in Chicago. They're called Minivan. So we both focus on, like he focuses on Minivan and I focus on Chuck's Papa's and a lot of the solo stuff as well. But I-90 is sort of an opportunity for us to like get together and play together. So yeah, I'm working on that this weekend. Less like, I guess like less pressure to release that. It's more just like for fun. And then I have some solo stuff in the works as well. Probably going to be more like January on that release. Maybe November, December. I'm not exactly sure yet. And for Chuck's Papa's, it's like we're sort of in between things. We have like a big show at the Castle Theater on November 18th, which we're trying to get some pre-sale for. So really excited for that show. And then I think we're thinking about recording some stuff soon.
Awesome. That sounds great. So you got those shows coming up. Is there anything that you're doing like just by yourself? Are you recording anything like for your solo stuff or not really?
I'm writing some stuff for the solo stuff. It's I've got like a couple songs I'm looking at right now. It's yeah, I'm in that process. I just got off the like release process of the last EP. So it takes like a couple months to try to get some. So I guess it depends, because between Painting and Try Your Desires, it was like 2 months or like 2 months like from writing the songs to like releasing them. And now it's already been like a month and I don't know when this one's going to be finished, but yeah, sort of taking a little while, taking some time.
That sounds good. Have you done like solo like shows before or no?
Yeah, no, I started by wanting to just do a show for each release, but like in basements and stuff, which is typically how the scene around here operates. But now I'm trying to do a couple more. I have like two coming up this week in Normal. So excited for those.
Awesome. Awesome. And I got to ask you, what is your favorite memory like of your entire like music career, I guess?
Maybe Birdfest. Like with Chuck's Papa's, we had the idea our first year playing together to do like a big festival, or like big festival relative to the ISU DIY scene. So we got a bunch of our friends' bands to come to play at Coffee House with us. So I think the first Birdfest was 8 bands maybe, or 7 bands or something like that. And then the Birdfest after that was 2 days and it was 6 bands or 7 bands the first day, 6 the second. So that one was a little more stressful, but it was, I think Birdfest is always just kind of like the, at least the placeholder, like awesome time for the DIY music scene. And a super fun time for like all of our friends to get together and sort of celebrate the scene.
That sounds awesome. All right. Well, I don't think that I have any more questions for you. Do you have anything that you want to like say that we didn't get to? Do you have anything you want to like kind of plug?
Yeah, I mean, check out the song Fall Again and that whole EP. It's a little more stripped down. I feel like Painting is more of the psych rock EP, and then Try Desires is a little more fall vibe, mellow kind of vibe. But yeah, listen to my music. That would be awesome.
Awesome. And then do you have like a music Instagram that you would want people to follow that we might be able to put in?
I just promote with my regular Instagram.
Okay, awesome. All right, awesome. It's been great talking to you. Thank you so much, Ryan.
Ryan Tui, our local artist interview this week. Thank you so much to Ryan Tui for that interview. And again, I'm joined by Elizabeth and Cassidy in the studio. So tell us a little bit more of that interviewing process with Ryan. Like, how was it interviewing him, even though we all work with him?
He was like, he was really cool, really chill. He like offered up a lot of information about like, he was really open about everything, like including like, he's been in a ton of like different bands, it seems like. Like, he has a lot of different like stuff that he's been doing.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really interesting. So he told us a lot about like all of his different projects and like his like process, I guess, which was really cool.
Right. It's so neat to see that flip side of like how a song's created and all the process that goes into it from the beginning to the end. That is just the most fascinating part for me. That's like me, that's not musical at all, to hear that is just so cool. Any other like standout moments in the interview for you guys?
Well, I thought that like, I'm going to pass it over to you, Liz. You were going to say something?
Okay, so I just wanted to like mention how beautifully that song was like mixed together. You can hear every single instrument, and he mentioned how he had cello in that song, and I could hear it at one point, and it just was mixed so beautifully. And I think he does his own mixing too, which is really impressive, because I don't know how to do any of that stuff, so.
Oh yeah, it's super awesome. You could hear all the little details that go into it. And hey, he's the production director. I mean, I would expect nothing less from him. He's so talented. And I actually saw him live when he was performing with Chuck's Papa's last year. And that was such a cool experience too.
For sure. I go to Chuck's Papa's shows all the time. And I actually saw they're playing at Castle Theater soon. So that is huge
them. Yeah, that's awesome.
I don't remember the exact date. I know it's sometime like right before Thanksgiving break. So definitely check out tickets to that.
Oh yeah, we're definitely all gonna have to take a music department field trip and go watch him perform for sure. So thank you again to Ryan for being our local artist interview this week.